roll, rock and roll.
Rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. What rap song was that?
It's Wrinkled Sheets.
It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.
I avoided that rabbit hole. You just tried to jump down.
What, but remember that song?
No.
Let's do it. Wasn't it Tone Loc or something like
that? I have no idea. Again, old song.
Yeah, sort of like Hotline Bling. Guess who just learned about Hotline Bling?
No, I did not just learn about it. It's been around for a year. I just now wanted to listen to it. And It was very flat.
Really?
It did not the hype.
You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love.
I'm sorry, people. He's been drinking.
I know when the hotline bling.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so hey, we're back. Hey, Two weeks in a row, Wrinkled Sheets.
Can you believe it? 2 weeks in a row.
He made me
what
do it.
What is up with us?
He made me do it.
Actually, you made me do it tonight. I talked about it, but you made me do it.
But see, I'm a planner. Mm-hmm. So yesterday when you were like, we should probably record a podcast tomorrow, I was like, okay.
That was the same. I'm making the same.
So I woke up this morning and I'm like, got to record a podcast tonight. So I better get to my desk and get my work out of the way so I can leave.
And you know, you had so much more energy before you ate chips for our chip challenge.
We had a chip challenge and I ate a lot of carbs, a lot of salt, a lot of fat. Why can't I lose weight?
Yeah, why is that? Well, we did have a good chip challenge. So anybody that wants to check out our YouTube channel.
Vlog.
Our vlog on YouTube, Wrinkled Sheets, because Janet found these great chips.
You found these great masks.
I did.
No, we leave it. We got to be mysterious.
Oh, be mysterious. This is called a tease. So check out our chip challenge on the Wrinkled Sheets vlog. So here we are. What's new and exciting? What came on your radar today or this week or the Halloween store?
We went to the Halloween store.
We did go. That's a definitive statement. We went to the Halloween store.
It was fine. Nothing crazy exciting.
No costume jumped out at you. No, nothing about the store said, you know, this
really
is really
sad.
Cool. What?
That they didn't have any Barbies. Like any Barbie costumes.
There was no. I saw not one Barbie.
I know.
Do you think that's them, or is Barbie not popular anymore? Or do you think
Barbie is timeless. She might not be popular this Halloween.
Uh-huh.
You can Harley Quinn. I don't know.
She
her
was
name.
Everywhere.
She is hot, yeah. On fire, pigtails.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. We had a great weekend overall. Like, we got to dress up.
But
we got to have fun.
Back to the Barbie. What do you think is our little girls not doing Barbie? Are they not pushing Barbie? Is Barbie too old-fashioned for girls today?
Don't you think Barbie comes in waves?
No, because Barbie's not on my radar. So I don't. Oh. That's why I'm asking you.
I think
you.
It comes in waves. I really do. Like, a couple years ago, you couldn't go anywhere without finding Barbie merchandise.
Uh-huh.
Like Hot Topic. Walmart, even Target,
because uh-huh. You bought a bunch of Barbie stuff,
and now it's Marilyn Monroe and like the Marvel comic people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
but for
it'll
little
come back.
For little girls, what do you think? Don't you think that should be a staple for little girls, or is that?
I think so.
Or do you think now it's just that is not
feminism.
Politically correct? She is not. Women should be anything they want to be. If they want to
Barbie
be a ghoul,
was a
for,
lot of different things. You can't play
I know.
That game.
I remember when my sister used to play Barbie. She was a flight attendant. She was a doctor. She was a they had all those
a
careers.
Vacuum sales lady.
Did they have one of those really?
No.
Oh,
that would be funny.
Oh, that would be
like a Dyson. Uh-huh. Walking around with a Dyson.
You pull the string and it said, could I have 5 minutes to show you how this vacuum cleaner works?
That would be fun. See, let me design some Barbies. Mattel, call me.
Because they listen to this podcast.
They're avid fans of this podcast.
Anybody that listens, that knows anybody, that knows somebody, that has a cousin, that knows somebody at Mattel,
yeah,
pass it on.
I'm a big fan of Pink and Barbie. Yeah, so we did that and we did a lot of things this weekend. It was like a blur. Like yesterday evening, we got home and I'm like, holy muffin, the weekend is over.
We did shoot by. Where did we do brunch?
Mimi's.
Mimi's Cafe. Oh, should we talk about our
so
fiasco?
I have this, like, and you, if you watch the chip challenge, I confirm this, but I have this, like, constant need to have a balance of savory and sweet. And I walked in thinking, I want French toast, but I don't want that to be my meal. I want it to be my side. So I'm like, I want a crepe, Miss Waitress, and I want a side of French toast. And she goes, no, that's not how we work here. Okay, I just want a crepe. Keep your freaking potatoes.
Keep the potatoes. I don't want the potatoes.
Well, it could come with fruit. Nope.
I don't want that. That's healthy. I had French toast in mind.
But she totally redeemed herself. Like, an hour into our meal, because we had a friend drop in, so it took that long, she drops by with a full plate of overcooked French toast. But it was still decent.
Was it overcooked? It looked beautiful to me.
Yeah, but it's not... there's perfect French toast.
Wow.
It's just like steak.
French toast is like steak. All right.
It's the breakfast food. Like, uh-huh. You can't over...
What was overdone?
It was like overcooked. It was overcooked.
I don't cook
it
French toast.
It was too crispy.
Okay.
And
they fried it too long?
Yeah, or? And it was just not... I don't know. It was good. I ate it. It was free. It was great. But... I don't know. Like, I hadn't had French toast in so long that I had, like, this, like, ideal vision of French toast, and they were lacking. But it was free, and it was really nice of her, and she rocked.
Yeah.
No one...
Well, I took a couple bites of it, and I have to say, I didn't notice anything wrong with it. That's why I'm surprised, because to me...
You're such a foodie. Like, you say you're a foodie, but
I am
I don't
a foodie,
know that you
but
are.
It, to me, it was perfect.
I'm the picky one.
It was golden. It had the batter was right. There was syrup, and there was butter. And to me, I went like, that's French toast. But you had the
ultimate...
It was
too much egg, not enough cinnamon.
Well, see, everybody's a chef.
Everybody's
a chef.
But it was fun. And then we went to the mall and spent some money and fun times.
You went to Sephora.
And we went to Zales to get our rings cleaned.
Cleaned? Did you feel the pause there? Did you feel the pause? To get our rings cleaned.
He had to step outside a couple times because he was getting all nervous. Couldn't breathe. Oh, God. She's going to lock me in.
What's the matter? I'm not wife material. Wait, what's the matter? I'm not wife material.
Whatevs.
What? What is wife material?
I have no idea. And you don't either because you've gone through three of them.
Oh, snap. Damn.
Like, you opened that door.
Damn. That is just wrong
right
on all.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Okay, now that you brought.
Oh, crap. What?
Okay, fine.
Are you still married?
No, hold. I might be still married. I'm going to Google real quick. I don't know if the last one went through or not. I don't remember ever getting a thing that says you are a fictional.
She's married again, though.
Are you saying that doesn't happen?
I don't know.
Oh, hold on. Talking.
In the meantime, I got to talk about this new restaurant in Britain.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's called Britain's First Roller Coaster Restaurant, where diners watch their food do loops on the way to the table. So the food, which has been specially checked to withstand the force, goes faster than Mo Farah as it...
Mo Farah?
That's what it says, Mo Farah. As it travels along 400 millimeters of winding track. A restaurant at Alton Towers, you know where that is?
No.
Brings a new meaning to fast food as meals travel to diners via a 40 millimeter... I wonder if that's meter. 40 meter track. Yeah. The UK's first roller coaster restaurant allows customers at the theme park to watch their dinner tackle two gravity-defying loop-the-loops before dropping 8 meters down to their table. Each dish is placed on the top of the ride by chefs and travels a whopping 400 meters at speeds faster than Mo Farah when he won his Olympic gold medal.
Whoever Mo Farah is.
Yeah, to ensure the dishes
are... I thought
that
was a character from Lion King.
That was Mufasa.
Oh, okay.
MF. To ensure the dishes are up to task, they have been tested extensively in order to check that they can withstand the force. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, but what keeps the food from just going upside down and falling off? Is it encased in something? Is there a picture? Does it show how it...
It shows a, yeah, there's a little lid on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just, protected. It's kind of shaken up when it gets to you though, right?
But that sounds fun, right?
Your food just shoots out.
You never know. So what were you looking up? Is your divorce final?
No. No, it is. I'm kidding. Is your girlfriend wife material?
Oh, fudge.
Let's see. You want to play this game, so. Your girlfriend is fun, flirty, and sexy.
Am I fun, flirty, sexy?
But is she the kind of woman you want to spend the rest of your life with?
Do ya?
This is, I'm reading.
I'm asking.
That's a question only you can answer.
Come on, Steve.
But we're
answer.
Here to help you. We ask Washington, D.C.-based psychologist Alicia Clark to weigh in on what exactly makes a woman, quote, wife material.
Oh, there's an algorithm.
Here are the signs you should be looking for. Signs that you need to pop the question, all right? The biggest sign she's the one is if you feel more comfortable or less, not less comfortable as the relationship progresses. This means that the more you get to know her, the more you feel like you can relax and be yourself around her. Everybody is on their best behavior at the beginning.
So, huh? Talk to me.
I'm just reading. These are, I'm reading. I'm reading.
Come on, dude. Are you comfortable 6.5 years later?
Another good sign.
Oh, he's not going to answer if you can see the question.
If you can see a future with her, or rather, if you can't see a future without her. There is a difference between going through the motions of wanting a future together and actually seeing a future together. What?
I'm gone. What's it feel like?
Feels bad. Come back. I can't do this podcast alone.
I'm back. See? He can't live without me.
It's one thing to nod along when she talks about your future. Children.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'll stop right there. Or plan a vacation.
Ooh, Hawaii.
When she starts automatically including her in your future plans. Ahead, like 10, 20, 30 years ahead.
Whoa.
Oh.
Do the math.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Here's what's the next one here.
You're not going to like add any color to this? You're just going to read.
You're adding the color. You're the color. I'm just reporting for this from Men's Fitness. This is number 5. Give and take is definitely important inside and outside of the bedroom. And that's another good sign. If she's the kind of person who's willing to both give and take, you want someone who will give resources such as time, attention, and money to make you happy.
Oh, I thought I was talking about the bedroom the whole time, and I was like, wait a second.
But you also want someone who is independent and willing to be a partner, not a doormat.
I'm not a doormat.
She wants to make you happy because she cares about you, not because it's something she feels she has to do.
It's not an obligation. Mind talking to myself? Like, you're not responding.
Well, you're the added color to the okay, here's the, is it a bad sign if you're having doubts about marriage and commitment in general?
So is that you?
It's not a bad sign. Having doubts is normal, and they are often not about the relationship at all. They are about you, not her.
Oh, you suck.
Are you afraid of commitment because you're afraid of losing? Have you lost before?
3 times.
If you're having doubts about marriage in general, you're probably fine. But if you're having doubts about marriage because of how she makes you feel or how she treats you, then you might want to take a step back.
Do I treat you badly?
So there's the article.
Oh, my God.
And that's That A Tale.
So
everybody
a
out
podcast
there,
is all about like us talking back and forth.
Uh-huh. You were talking.
You were throwing stuff at me, and I was like trying to like hit it back at you,
uh-huh.
And you're like dodgeballing it.
Was
like,
I?
Yes.
All right. Out of those things, what do you see? Am I wife material?
Huh?
Am I husband? Is it relationship? Is our relationship good?
I think
compared
so.
To what they're saying, this material is.
I think our relationship's awesome. Do we not? Like, we found a balance. Like, I can deal with your travel.
Uh-huh.
You can deal with my psycho corporate behavior from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you've got so bad. You leave me for 3 weeks.
It was 12 days. Three
felt
cruises.
Like 3 weeks. Oh, whatevs.
So what do you think of that article for women that are listening to this? What
I think
did you
it's think? Good. I think it's great things to take into account. But sometimes you're going to meet a man that just refuses to settle down.
Are you saying that I'm a playboy?
Charlie Sheen in, like, what was that show?
Two and a Half Men.
Yeah, he was an example. You're not that guy. But, yeah.
I'm not Charlie Sheen in Two and a Half Men.
No, you're not.
You heard her say that.
No.
I'm basically a catch.
But never going to settle down.
But she can't get me in the boat. See, she's got me on the line. She's reeling in. And then every once in a while, and then she starts reeling it back up again. And I get right up next to the boat. And then...
I've never felt like you've gotten close to the boat.
What? Never?
Huh.
Oh.
Maybe the one time when you gave me a ring for Christmas, you're like, here, I bought you this ring for Christmas. And like, you, everybody in the room was like...
They were like, oh my God.
And I was like... What is this ring? Does this ring have any meaning? And you're like, whatever you want it to be. Okay, never mind. Throw him back into the ocean.
Well, it was just a really pretty ring. And I saw it. And I thought, she would like this ring.
I did. And I wear it every single day.
Okay.
And it was one of the rings that got cleaned yesterday.
And it's not a bad thing, right?
No, I love rings.
Okay.
But I only have 10 fingers.
I know when a hotline ring.
I only have 10 fingers.
So... You need more rings? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Or I need to chop off some fingers so...
Oh, my Lanta. Did you hear about the new use for pizza?
No.
Yeah, let's drive away from serious talk. So there is a vulgar chef who has found a new use for pizza. It's either genius or ridiculous. You ready?
I'm ready.
That's kind of scary, huh? Have you ever had a dilemma of drinking an ice-cold beverage and having no food to go with it? As we all know, it's very important to eat before you drink anything, especially alcohol, which is perhaps why one man has invented a beer holder made entirely of food, and it's either brilliant or completely ridiculous.
A beer holder? As like a mug?
So it's called, the person's called the Vulgar Chef, who regularly posts quirky recipes, often littered with swear words, on his Facebook page. So warning, warning. Created the pizza beer koozie. So you can eat and drink at the same time.
That is genius.
Yeah. And you don't even drink beer.
I don't even drink, but that's genius.
Your koozie made out of like an Anthony's pizza.
If I had like a root beer... In a pizza, that'd be genius. That's an outdoor party. Like if you're having an outdoor cookout party, what happens though when you eat your koozie and your beer just falls over?
A koozie is made to like make it keep it cold,
yeah.
Keep it hot.
So do you just eat it when you're done? You don't eat it while you're drinking. You would drink, finish your drink, and then eat.
I feel
your
like
koozie?
You could drink it down a little bit and then.
I think they should just made a cup out of it. You could just like a bread bowl.
Yeah, out of pizza.
You
know,
yeah, well, you just pour your beer in there, you drink it, and then you just it gets a little soft, and then you eat it.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, pizza. I love pizza.
I do too, except carbs. Yeah. Carbs are the enemy.
Carbs are the enemy. You know what? Okay, this story. When I first read it, I was like, the hell. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
How'd it go?
What the heck?
Okay.
So there is a man in New Jersey who has been charged with stealing more than $160,000 worth of...
Panties.
Jamaican cheese. Yeah. Prosecutors said Thursday the 18-year-old pallets of tasty cheese products from a food warehouse in Moonachie on September 23rd. Tasty cheese is often eaten with sliced or sweetened buns, especially at Easter. It's produced by Dairy Industries Jamaica LTD. Ortiz was arrested on Wednesday and has been charged with theft, burglary, conspiracy, and possessing burglary tools. He is being held in jail on bail that was $10,000 less than the value of the canned processed cheese. Now, the thing that got me is when it...
I've heard of going to Jamaica drinking and having to whiz, but I've never heard.
Ay, ay, ay. It That's crazy town, right?
That is crazy town.
$160,000.
And I like the fact that his name is Ortiz and he's charged with stealing cheese. Or cheese. Or cheese food. You have started a new thing with these little tiny...
Today was good until I came home.
What was... Now, what...
It's
the little tiny
control.
Portion control. But they're little bitty containers like Tupperware.
Like, you can have, like, 3 cups of vegetables a day.
Uh-huh.
2 cups of fruit. 4 cups of protein. And, like, portion control.
They're not actually cups, right? Are they...
Yeah. They're measured to, like, a cup, a half cup, a quarter cup.
Oh, those... Each little... Those Tupperware things.
I paid, like, $22, and I got all of the Tupperware things. Because portion control is a lifestyle choice.
Well, how do you how are you going to deal with this new lifestyle? Because
well, we got the chip challenge out of the way.
I'm still hungry.
Yeah, I have to adjust to that. But like that's why when I came home today, I was like, I did good today. I ran 4 miles this morning. Mm-hmm.
You took a picture
of
your Fitbit, by the way.
Yeah. Humble brag. I'm like, I keep seeing these chips on the counter. I'm like, we just need to get these out of the way.
Now, how does this work? Now, tell me the people listening,
so
talk about the diet.
So you do a calculation to find out how many calories you need to consume in a day. And then you find the range of your calories, and that tells you how much of each of these containers you are allowed a day.
Now, how do – wait, one question before I interrupt you. But you figure out your calories based on what?
Your current
size?
Weight.
Your current size. But why would you want calories based on your current weight? Don't you want them to a goal weight?
No, because it – tells you how many calories you must have each day to survive.
Okay. All right.
Yes,
that makes sense.
And it's based on that. So I'm in correlation with the MyFitnessPal. I'm doing the both things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I did good today until I came home.
And the chip challenge just sent it straight to hell.
So I have to ask you. So as a part of my thing, I got some pomegranate seeds yesterday. I didn't spit out the seeds.
Oh.
Is that bad?
I don't know.
They were kind of crunchy and yummy.
I always heard that you just suck the meat off around this and work as a colon brush, maybe.
Whee. I thought of it as I was eating. I was like, Steve said I need to spit these out, but...
Hold on. Let me just... pomegranate seeds. I used to be on a diet of pure ideology back in the 80s. That makes no sense.
Hey, Siri.
That makes no sense at all.
Can you eat pomegranate seeds?
Let's see. Here is what I found. Take a look.
I have no idea what that means.
Wow, you're smacking the... And it's not even opening.
No, it doesn't.
Your Siri sucks.
Well, your Siri sucks.
My Siri's better. At least it gave me an answer. Yours gave you a link that won't even open. That is bullcrap.
Anyway,
Siri.
Oh my gosh, spending too much time on this topic.
Siri, can people eat pomegranate seeds?
Okay, give me a moment. Here's what I found on the web for can't Siri, can people eat pomegranate seeds?
She doesn't even understand your language.
What is wrong with her? Oh, wait, at least my webpage is open. Here we go. This is under Livestrong. You know that guy that cheated all this, that stuff? That
Is that the same guy?
Armstrong?
Yeah, he has the Livestrong
Yeah,
website?
That's his Livestrong. Remember the bracelets, Livestrong and everything?
No.
Can you eat a pomegranate seed? Considered superfoods because of their healthy nutritionate content. Pomegranates are available between the months of October and January, so which is now. Many people don't know how to eat
membrane?
Arils, whatever that must be something. I skipped something. It is completely safe to chew and swallow the seeds.
Yay, I'm not going to die.
In fact, you might enjoy the variations in texture. So there you go.
It was fine.
Thanks for sticking that out with us, people. We appreciate that. At least you learned something.
So Kylie Jenner, I used to follow her on Snapchat until 2 days ago because I got overwhelmed with the Kylie Jenner lip kits. But she's a big pomegranate and like her whole fridge, like she had a whole shelf of this I love pomegranate stuff. They get you. It's called marketing, Janet. They get you. So I see them in Sprouts, and I'm like, I want some pomegranate seeds. And then as I'm eating it today, I'm like, Kylie Jenner got me.
Did you enjoy them? Were they tasty?
They were delightful.
I would know because I don't follow her, but I do know that I like the juice. So I buy that bottle palm, you know, the palm juice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah,
and I like it when it's just mixed with other juices, too, but... I agree with this. What she said. I don't wouldn't eat it because I bought one once, and when I cracked it open and it just everything fell out, I'm like, ah, this is just too much.
It is. Yeah. This is. I think I was with my brother once when he bought a pomegranate, and I was like, I don't understand, what is a pomegranate? And like he opened it and like did the thing, and I'm like, that's why I don't buy oranges. I don't like having to like de-peel them or peel them. And
de-peel them?
Yeah. I make words up.
Do you like de-vein your
I don't like the white veiny things. Yeah.
I've heard
so
that.
I like.
What were you saying?
Did you go dirty?
No. You were talking about oranges.
Yes. And like the banana things, they have the white veiny things. Uh-huh. I just try and avoid them.
Yeah. So I wish I could remember the name of the fruit that I found when I was in Thailand, but I showed you the picture of it.
It's like a star fruit.
Yeah, it's like if a puffer fish.
I think I found them at Whole Foods.
Did you? Because I found them online recently, and they were like $30 for a pound.
Why would you want a whole pound of those?
Because they're mostly the outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you buy shrimp with the heads on it.
You don't remember what they're called?
I'd have to look it up to find out, but that was one of those fruits that when you see it, you think, who saw that?
And thought that was edible.
I can eat that.
I understand.
I think maybe when you're hungry, maybe the original people that roamed this planet were just hungry and just put stuff in their mouth.
Put stuff in their mouth.
You know what I mean? I feel the same way about oysters. You know, when you see an oyster in the water,
but
it's a rock.
But you like mussels.
No, I'm saying when they found them.
Okay. Yeah, you know what I mean? They're starving. They're going to try anything. They're like, this is either going to kill me or keep me alive.
But how would you know there was anything in that? That's part of my... If you just see an oyster, it looks like a rock.
I don't know. That's crazy.
So who said, I'm going to try to eat this rock?
I bet God.
Hey, this has snot in it. I like it.
Then there's that. Well, yeah, and I don't know. I wasn't there.
I'm not an oyster person.
You're not, but you like mussels.
I love mussels.
They're very similar.
Not at all. No.
I feel like they are.
No, they're not similar at all. Oysters are slimy and taste really salty, and everybody, what if you put hot sauce on them? Fuck them down. And it's like, if you ever just got a gone like that and that loogie you have to swallow, that's exactly what an oyster feels like to me. I don't care how much hot sauce you put on it. It still feels like.
If you're still listening to the podcast, we're changing the topic right now. Halloween's coming up.
What's spookier than having to swallow a loogie?
So, two people getting comfy in a coffin for an overnight stay at Dracula's castle.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So no garlic or garlic scented items are allowed, including perfume. Read the house rules of Count Dracula's castle to ensure that Halloween night guests cannot avoid the vampire. On October 31st, two people will be allowed to sleep in velvet trimmed coffins in the seclusion of the Count's crypt and will spend the rest of the night in the Carpathian's castle completely alone. The company launched a promotional contest via Airbnb on Monday to pick the castle's first ever overnight guest since Romania's post-World War II communist regime expelled the owners, anyway. In 2006, a democratic government that replaced the fallen communists restored the 14th century brand fortress known as Dracula's Castle to Habsburg descendants, something like that. And now you could have...
And
you could
I
am. But that seems pretty cool. Would you do that with me? You would not. You would piss yourself.
I probably would piss myself.
You and Butterfly like to pee.
We do. You scare me, I pee. Yeah. Butterfly, you same thing. You wouldn't do it, would you? If you knew you could really be haunted, you wouldn't do it.
I have God on my side, and God can protect you from snakes, scorpions, and all the powers of the devil. And I feel like Dracula's of the devil. Did my church just show?
Man, not only did it show, but people went, what? God protects you from spiders?
Snakes, scorpions, spiders are in there. I don't know. It's in Luke.
It is?
Yes.
The gospel according to Luke Bryant, maybe. But
Bryant? There's no T in his last name.
I don't know that because I don't care. You do. I do
care a lot. Go Luke Bryant.
So you would use a casket. You lay in the casket.
Yeah. I think I would.
Yeah?
I can sleep anywhere, though. You know me.
Nah, I've been in the haunted...
Stanley.
Stanley. Mm-hmm. And nothing happened because I did it for a radio promo, but nothing happened. I didn't feel anything. I didn't hear anything. And
it's mind over matter, man.
And people say that happens sometimes, even though, you know, oh, the next night, boom, it was crazy. So do you believe in ghosts?
I don't know. I don't think so because I haven't seen them. I'm from the show me state. Show me and maybe then I might consider it. But I've never seen a ghost.
But you do believe that it's possible.
There's so many things in this world I don't understand. So, yeah.
I just, the people that just always want to go, it's not true. It can't be possible.
Oh,
it
no.
Can't
be. I'm not closed-minded. I just haven't experienced it. So I can't say, oh, yes.
You haven't once sat down on you in the night and push its hands down on your shoulder and push you down into the bed and feel its hot breath on your face.
Have you?
No, but I've seen enough movies.
Hollywood made you think it. I never thought I'd be a dog person until Butterfly came along. So when I see it, I believe it.
So anybody, if you have a ghost at your house, would you please send it over?
Call us. I need to experience a ghost. A friendly ghost. But yes, I liked Casper, the movie.
Now, there's another one. What happened to Casper? Casper used to be everywhere. Is Casper gone the way of Barbie? You don't hear about. Remember, they even made that movie years a while back. Casper the Friendly Ghost.
That's what I just said, with Devin Sawa.
Yeah. And Nicole Richie. Brad Garrett played the voice of one of the ghosts.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Well, and so, see, that was a big deal, and it was really big when I was a kid. It was all Casper the Friendly Ghost, the friendliest ghost you know.
I don't know.
Do you remember the cartoons? And another one where kids just don't care?
They've got other things. They have Minecraft and... Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What was the name of that one the other day at Hot Topic that I would... Look, they have a whole aisle of stuff I have never even heard of.
I don't even remember.
Freddy. 5 Days with Freddy or something.
Yeah.
Like Fright Days with Freddy.
It was like a video game series.
Never even heard of it. And a whole aisle, just an aisle of shirts and hats and masks and toys and watches and...
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to keep your finger on the pulse.
You know... Because kids keep up with all this stuff.
Because they have nothing else to do.
They really have nothing else to do. They need to be out and cutting the grass and pulling weeds and have chores and stuff like that. But I've decided here's the best way to discipline your kid. I thought about this the other day. It's not about sending them to their room or taking something away from them because they may still think. Turn off the Wi-Fi. You turn off the Wi-Fi.
I feel like that's been around for a while. Like, there's those memes that say, do these chores.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of these chores, you'll find the Wi-Fi password.
Oh, really? I've never seen that. But that's pretty cool. See? I think that's a good punishment. Because that way, they are not getting access.
Truth.
Yep.
We live.
By Wi-Fi.
By Wi-Fi.
That's why you asked me that one time why I was going to get a tattoo of the Wi-Fi symbol. Remember when I was down in Florida? And I thought,
remember.
You're making a face.
What? I just don't. I think that's silly.
But that Wi-Fi is life
you
in this day and age.
You have very meaningful tattoos. Like you have your dogs. You have your mud flap
girls.
Wi-Fi?
Yeah. Wi-Fi is life.
Okay.
I was just thinking of like working on my sleeve.
Oh, dear God, no.
You know, just my entire arm of...
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Why?
You could do like a tramp stamp Wi-Fi.
Guys don't have tramp stamps.
Then it'd be a mud flap stamp.
Guys don't have mud flaps. I did think about getting a Celtic cross in the center of my back, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe like a cross.
I don't think I want any more tattoos. I got the two tattoos I want, and I'm done.
Really?
But you sound like you're continuing to want more.
Yeah, I'm thinking about, I saw this thing the other day where it goes up your back and then it comes up and it turns into birds and they fly up the side of your neck up into your ear. So it's supposed to symbolize like listening to the birds. Doesn't that sound pretty cool? To have birds.
That's forever.
It's like, huh?
That's forever.
I know. Okay. Doesn't that sound?
Okay.
No, you're just giving me the look like, what the? Are you?
You're crazy. Crazy.
You didn't have another tattoo in mind even after your...
No, I've always wanted the Miranda cross pistols. I got that. And I have a cool quote. I'm good.
Nothing.
Is that weird?
I don't know.
I used to want stars up my side, but I grew out of that.
gotten too
old. I used to want a fairy like Britney Spears. So glad I didn't do that.
Aren't you?
I was tempted to get the tramp stamp back in the day when everyone was getting the tramp stamp. Didn't do that. Thank God.
Well, what if people been like 100 years or 200 years, or like archaeologists start digging up the bodies from this time period?
Won't are our they gonna skin think, are, be deteriorated? We would just be bones.
Well, won't we be mummied like a lot of the people? Aren't we embalmed?
We're not mummying people.
But what, we're embalmed and they still find them in the caskets.
But if you're embalmed, like you're still, it only like prolongs the it like keeps it away for a little bit longer, but you still decompose.
You know, you're just destroying where I was going with this.
I'm sorry, I'm going to shut up. But I'm pretty sure that embalming doesn't do anything.
In years from now, when the archaeologist finds us, this civilization.
Yes.
Are they just going to think we were just a circus people? We're just going to be all tatted up and nippled up and...
They'll think Miranda and I are related.
Huh?
They'll think Miranda...
No, because see, bodies did compose by the time. You, there'd be nothing left.
Nothing.
Except fake boobs. There'll be skeletons with big silicone sacks.
And calf implants. And butt implants. Can you imagine?
They just find all these parts.
Parts. That are plastic. Oh, heavens to Betsy.
Mm-hmm. So you're thinking about getting a boob job?
No. I go through like phases, just like the tramp stamp, where I was like, yeah, I want that. And then I think, I like sleeping on my stomach.
Well, you were having a discussion about it the other night. That's what.
I know. It was much cheaper than I thought it was, but I like sleeping on my stomach.
You're allowed to sleep on your stomach?
No. All my friends with boobs say it's like, it's painful.
Really?
Yes.
Well, why don't you try it and let them know? Just to...
Really? Yeah. You don't want to marry me, but you want me to go get boobs for you.
I didn't say they were for me at all. Did you hear the words, why don't you get boobs for me, come out of my mouth at all? You were talking to a friend of yours, and yes. I overheard the conversation all about boobs and costs, and the doctor's really good, and y'all were having a big conversation about it.
Yes.
So... Did she talk you out of it? Because it seemed to me while y'all were talking, you were like,
I had a couple glasses of wine, too.
Oh.
I've always contemplated it, but I've never, like, been sold on the idea. He looks so sad.
What would it take to, what would it take to get you in these boobs today? Let me go talk to my manager.
0% down.
Yeah.
0% financing for 20 years.
You could drive these titties off the lot today.
I guess boobs just, I think about all the expense that will be on top of it, like having to get new bras, your shirts aren't going to fit. What?
I'm thinking about all the times you've complained about the opposite.
No, I haven't.
Oh, yes, you have.
I haven't complained much around you.
Not much around me. But I've definitely been like, oh, I don't like the way this fits on me. I don't like the way this
hangs on me. You've had a lot of big boobied women in your life. You should be happy. I'm different.
You are different. You are so. Matter of fact, when the Lord protects me from spiders and snakes and scorpions of the earth.
Don't make fun of my Bible. It's our Bible. Don't make fun of our Bible.
I'm not, because when the scorpions of this earth rise up. What?
That's going to send you
right to hell.
To Louisiana. I don't want to get into politics,
but
I found another article about celebrities that you didn't know were Republicans. Do you want
to
go over this?
I feel
like we've done this before, but...
Well, let's do it again. We have it.
So, Denzel Washington, he's a Republican.
I did not know that.
Yeah. A lot of people didn't know Donald Trump was a Republican, but whoa. Alex Trebek, he's a Republican. They're all older. Ooh, this one. She's younger. Guess who it is?
Younger. Demi Lovato.
Melissa Joan Hart.
Oh.
Not that young. David Blaine.
Oh, and magician David Blaine. Uh-huh.
I like him. Hilary Duff.
Yeah, I can see
Republican.
That.
Why?
Just because of her. She was so family TV show. Wasn't she Disney Channel kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Shannon Daughtry.
Oh, I didn't know.
From 90210? Oh, sorry. There was a pop-up.
Fuck, did you just yawn?
No, I was Sylvester
People are
Stallone.
Listening to you. You know, when you do a podcast, the energy is supposed to carry
people. I got nervous because I clicked off the page. Oh. Sylvester Stallone is a Republican.
Okay.
Did you know that?
I did know that.
Rachel Hunter?
Rachel Hunter. Who's Rachel Hunter?
She was a model from the 80s.
Okay, yes. Okay.
Heidi Montag? Love Spidey.
Oh, I saw a picture of Spencer the other day. He's got one of those giant beards.
I could see that. Stacey Dash, she was in Clueless.
Yeah, she's on Fox News a lot now.
Yeah, Heather Locklear.
Huh? Wouldn't have expected that.
Bo Derek.
Would have expected that.
David Lynch.
David Lynch is?
Yeah.
Wow, that's one that gets me, because David Lynch has done such weird, far-out, bizarre movies that
director.
He seems like he'd be, you know, leaning to the left. But good for him.
Brett Favre was.
Yeah? Are you repeating things now?
No. Another great American quarterback, Peyton Manning. God bless Denver.
Oh, I thought you were going to say John Elway for a second.
Jessica Simpson.
What do you think about that?
If she came from like a Baptist background.
Mm-hmm.
Juliette Lewis.
That surprises me.
That's a little shocking to me. Drew Carey.
Yeah, I can see that. He was in the military, I believe, and he probably has that strong American thing.
Hashtag America.
America.
Mel Gibson.
Yeah, I can see that. I can definitely see that with Mel.
Nick Lachey, who was married to Jessica Simpson for a minute. 90 degrees, what?
What was the name of their show?
Jessica Simpson? I don't know.
You what? Didn't watch
Newlyweds?
The show? Newlyweds.
Yeah. Bruce Willis is a Republican?
Mm-hmm. I'm all right with that. I'm on board.
Kelsey Grammer? He played a liberal doctor, but he's actually Republican.
I wish I had his voice.
James Earl Jones? That's a voice I want.
This is CNN.
Sarah Michelle Gellar, also known as Buffy.
Mm-hmm. Buffy the Liberal Slayer.
Yeah. I didn't know that this next one would have an opinion on anything. Britney Spears. She's a Republican. She's from Southern, like...
And people go, of course, remember she went crazy.
Kelly Clarkson is a Republican. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I think I'm still in the right one.
did it switch to a list of liberals and you didn't even pay attention?
No, no, no.
If anybody knows, please comment and let us know.
No.
Let me just say, if any of these people are not,
yeah, let us know. This
or,
is just
or if they've
like
changed.
It's from pollhype.com. A big boy?
Big boy's a DJ.
I just like saying it. Boy?
Boy.
Gloria Estefan?
Republican?
Mm-hmm.
She wants to build a wall.
And LL Cool J?
See, and everybody's saying that Trump doesn't have the minority vote. And there's three, like, right in a row.
Right. Cindy Crawford?
And see, people say that he doesn't have...
Women's
votes.
Well, okay, that's... There's Trump, uh-huh. And then there's the Republican Party. They're not one and the same anymore. Have you not been listening to, what's that, Paul
Ryan? Well, I try to block out the lies.
Okay. Tom Selleck and his mustache, they're Republicans.
Oh, he's big time. He's
I
NRA
love his
pushing
mustache.
It. Yeah.
He rocks it. Gary Sinise, he's military.
Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah. Adam Sandler.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked at that. Totally shocked at that one.
Laura Prepon.
Don't know who that is, so I'm shocked.
She's from that 70s show.
Oh, she's the one
she's
from
on,
Orange is the New Black now, right? Yeah.
50 Cent.
Digging it. What?
Oh, my God. Really? Really? This one doesn't surprise me, but I love her. I love everything about her. She is like my soul sister. She just doesn't know it. Angie Harmon. I love her.
We are going to miss Rizzoli.
I know.
And Isles.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with our Tuesday nights? Was it Tuesday night?
I'm going to see Chase Rice tomorrow night. Oh. You're going to go work. And next one, this is awesome. Ready?
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Jenna Jameson.
Porn star Who says Trump is not getting the porn star vote?
Nobody. Nobody's saying that.
And this is why.
Freddie Prinze Jr., who is married to Sarah Michelle Gellar, is also a Republican. I think it's funny how they put like 10 different people in between them.
Yeah, we'll split it up a little bit.
Scott Baio.
Are they still together?
Yes.
Okay.
Scott Baio.
I knew that because he's all over Facebook posted about.
Mickey Rourke.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, he's pretty crazy looking.
When surgery goes bad.
Is that it?
Oh, yeah. That's Mickey Rourke's problem.
Vince Vaughn.
Knew that. Because he's talked about how he believes it's kind of hurt his Hollywood career.
Oh. Leanne Rimes. Another crazy lady. Kirk Cameron. We all knew that.
Yeah. Because he's your... The lizards and the scorpions.
Don't make fun of my Bible. Alice Cooper.
I'm not surprised by that, but...
He's a known supporter of Donald Trump. I don't know what that means when it comes to being a Republican.
It means he's a conservative. I think a lot of these are just more conservatives.
Kevin Sorbo.
Knew that. Hercules is on Box a lot.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Meatloaf.
Did not know that.
Tony Danza.
This is a long list.
It really is, but there's a lot of
really
names.
This is a really long list.
Pat Sajak?
Just read them real fast now.
Oh, I thought Chuck Norris. If I go fast, I click on things that aren't the story. That it does that to me. Caitlyn Jenner?
Caitlyn Jenner?
That was the whole thing. Like, did you not watch her special on like
no,
ABC?
It's a Jenner. Oh. I don't watch any of that kind of stuff.
Kris Jenner is also... Kenny Chesney, he has his own rum, and he's a Republican. Carrie Underwood, she's a Republican. Julianne Hough.
Republican.
Lindsay Lohan. Again, another crazy lady. Like,
who says that Trump is not getting the crazy vote?
Oh, this one.
What?
Dean Cain. You can have your Jenna Jameson. I'll keep my Dean Cain.
That is super, man.
Gretchen Wilson. Remember her? She was the redneck woman.
Yeah, for like 5 minutes.
Ben Stein. He's one of those faces you recognize.
Ben Stein's money.
Yeah.
He's the one that did Bueller.
Oh, did he? That's the end of the list. But that was a long list. You were right.
That was a long list. Hopefully, for you that made it through this...
They were waiting. They were like...
They were hoping somebody
they knew...
We probably
swayed some votes.
Probably. Once they found out that...
No.
That Angie Harmon
I love
was,
her.
What is it about her?
I don't know. I want to be her.
Because she's just
she's
a badass
so
chick.
BA and like pretty and skinny and like perfect. She has like 20 kids or 4. But she has a lot of children.
Does she really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Like, how did that happen?
That's going and being, I'm doing, getting rid of this, I'm working it out, I'm taking, you know.
Don't eat chips?
Yeah.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, don't eat chips. Don't do a 2 or 3 chip challenges in your career. And
right.
Yeah. And she's probably just not one of those that falls into that belief of, if he doesn't like me the way I am, he could just... Go away.
I don't have that belief.
No,
I'm
not. I'm
still not married. What's wrong with me?
Let me call up the list of things that...
I'm kidding. I'm kidding, people.
All right. Well, did you have fun?
I did.
Yeah. Me too.
This
was
a
fun. This was a good fun,
yes,
fun podcast.
Okay.
I think we learned something today.
A lot.
I think we've... yeah, we did learn a lot. We learned that Jenna Jameson was
You're going
to
hold on to that one.
I'm going to post that on my Facebook. So here's what people need to learn. How do they get a hold of us?
They can find us on YouTube at Wrinkled Sheets. They can email us at wrinkledsheets1@gmail.com. They can find us on Facebook at Wrinkled Sheets Podcast.
It's everywhere. And thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Please subscribe to the podcast. You don't want to miss one of these because, you know, what you just heard. They're fantastic. They're fantastic.
Fan-effing-tastic.
Mm-hmm. So, till next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the internet.
Bye! Bye.